Welcome to the Stoic Meditations podcast, where in each episode we reflect on a bit of wisdom from the ancient philosophers of Greece and Rome. I am Massimo Piliucci, a professor of philosophy at the City College of New York, and I will guide you through this reading. Today's reflections come from Seneca in letters 47-16. As he is a fool who, when purchasing a horse, does not consider the animal's points, but merely his saddle and bridle, so he is doubly a fool who values a man from his clothes or from his rank, which indeed is only a robe that clothes us. Seneca's advice here rings just as true today as 2 millennia ago. All too often, we judge people from their appearance or other external trappings. Oh, he must be good at what he does because he's rich. Oh, he's a successful businessman, so he must be good and qualified to be president, and so on. And conversely, oh, he's poor, I wonder how he squandered his money. Oh, he doesn't look good, somehow that's a reflection of his character, and so forth. But the Stoics would remind us that all too often we just don't know enough about other people to arrive at sensible judgments. The rich and powerful man might be morally corrupt, while the homeless one may be a good person who is simply down on his luck. None of this should be considered as a blanket condemnation of wealth or an endorsement of the poor, since the other way around is just as possible. There are those who are rich and powerful and yet manage to retain a kind soul, and poverty doesn't make anyone automatically a good person. Which is Seneca's point. Just as it would be foolish to judge a horse from the saddle it sports, it is doubly foolish to judge a person solely on the basis of her external appearance. We need to dig deeper, get a glimpse, if possible, of her character. So as an exercise today, pay attention to the people you meet and take a minute to reflect. How much was my impression of them influenced by their external appearance? Did I take the time to probe further into who they really are? If the answer to the latter question is negative, train yourself to suspend judgment until the moment you have further insight. Thank you for joining me for another Stoic meditation. I will be back with a new episode very soon, fate permitting, of course.